Well, now to a military development here in the U.S. For 4 months, from November up until this week, key defense intelligence officers have been absent from the operations hub of the National Counterterrorism Center. The NCTC is where all 16 U.S. spy agencies are supposed to come together to share the latest threat information. But last year, both the Defense Intelligence Agency and U.S. Northern Command withdrew their representatives. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more details.
The command room of the National Counterterrorism Center is a dimly lit two-story chamber. Typing away at several dozen workstations sit officers from the FBI, the CIA, and other agencies. This is the point of the NCTC. Since its creation a little over 2 years ago, the center has been working to foster cooperation among intelligence agencies. Needless to say, having both the Defense Intelligence Agency and NORTHCOM pull their reps out of the operations center wasn't exactly part of the plan.
U.S. NORTHCOM voluntarily withdrew its liaison. At the same time, DIA withdrew due to a lack of information sharing.
Major April Cunningham, a spokesperson for NORTHCOM. That's the military command responsible for homeland defense efforts. Cunningham and other officials confirmed that three DIA officers and one NORTHCOM officer were withdrawn late last year.
I think essentially it boils down to the amount of information sharing that needs to go forth in order to defend the homeland. So that was what was lacking.
A second military official who requested anonymity while discussing intelligence matters says the priority was to make sure our commanders were receiving the intelligence they needed. That wasn't happening. The dispute, which was first reported by UPI, appears to center on how much of the raw intelligence that military officers see at NCTC can be passed back to their parent agencies. In the view of the Defense Department, it hasn't been enough. Carl Kropf, spokesman for the Counterterrorism Center, concedes that, quote, we've been working through some administrative procedures. But he plays down the problem, saying there was probably no operational impact. Kropf also points out several dozen DIA staffers are still on site, mostly analysts working outside the operations center. But former military and intelligence officials we contacted say the tensions are entrenched and will be hard to resolve. Chris Mellon is a former intelligence official at both the Pentagon and the Senate Intelligence Committee. We caught him on his cell phone as he was driving to the Pentagon for a meeting on information sharing. Mellon argues the Counterterrorism Center serves policymakers in Washington just fine.
But the operational and military commanders and other consumers in the field are not supported in the same way. What they want is access to the information for their people on a near real-time basis to respond to the many requirements they have.
And that's the issue that the Counterterrorism Center and the Defense Department will have to work out. There is word of some progress being made. One DIA officer returned to work this week at the Operations Center. Officials say they hope more may follow in the coming weeks. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.